Hello, and welcome to your trinaural guided meditation for receiving abundance. Receiving is something we take for granted. We assume that if a large sum of money was offered to us, we'd easily accept it without reluctance, but that's not always true. Our mental pre-programming, along with the stress of everyday life, leaves us in a state where we are closed to receiving. Often, we don't even see the opportunities. Jesus said, "Ask, and you shall receive." It's a core fundamental truth. Science agrees. Research suggests that intention, placed into an open-ended question, then sets up a waveform. The form is pure consciousness. The simple description of this waveform of intention is that it knows no boundaries, and provided its energy is not stopped, it will return an answer to you. It all begins with a thought, and the thought becomes a thing. So learn to live in the question, and then create the life of your dreams. How does it get any better than that? Never answer the question. Why? Because the act of answering requires an observation. The observation requires a point of view, a judgment. That judgment, that act of observation, causes the waveform to collapse. The simple act of answering stops the energy. Jesus said, "Ask, and you shall receive." He did not say, "Answer the question, and you shall receive." Know that the question sets up an energy which will return to you. Ask, have faith, and you shall receive. When Jesus said, "You shall receive," he meant the answer will show up to be received. But when it shows up, will you recognize it? What if it looks different from what you expected? Will you even know to receive it? And will you even see it? This meditation will help you do just that. It will ask powerful clearing questions. Take no offense, but give a positive mental yes when asked if you disavow and dissolve that which has kept you from seeing and receiving. Then a clearing statement will be made and we will begin again. At the end of this meditation, you may find that you feel lighter. Why is that? Well, that is the enlightened you on your new path to receiving the abundance you so richly deserve. Let's begin. Your eyes should be resting comfortably and your breathing slow and deep, rhythmic and relaxed. Take a deep, deep breath. Now release it slowly. Feel all tension and stress. Relax and release. Feel yourself slip into a deep, restful and relaxing state. Not sleep, although if you fall asleep, your other than conscious mind will remain focused on receiving abundance. If a thought containing stress or tension comes to mind, you will feel it release and relax as your breath flows freely. Continue to breathe deeply as your other than conscious mind remains focused on bringing abundance. Abundance is all around you. It is infinite in this world and longing for you to receive it. Abundance, whether in the form of money or a new car, home, TV, toys, or gems to sweeten your life, these things and much more, like a helping hand, a good friend, or an unexpected kindness, these things are available to you in infinite possibilities. You simply didn't see them until now. We are going to take a few moments to consider the path that you have taken in this earthly journey. So, in your mind's eye, see your path before you. Take a step and step onto it, and as you do, breathe in deeply, sensing the air around you. Feel the texture of the path beneath your feet and the gentleness of life's breeze. Witness the wonder of God's creatures and the warmth of His incredible love. Where you are standing represents where you are now in your life's journey. For just a moment, in your mind's eye, turn slowly to see from where you came. Was your past an open meadow or a deep, dark jungle? Was the journey flat or precariously carved into the side of a rocky slope? Notice the tools that are strewn along your path. Some of them were useful, and some were not. Some were used, and some were not. You thought these tools were yours, but do you recall creating them? Really? No, you simply accepted them as your own. Many of them you heard as a small child and thought these were your thoughts. You used them to work hard, to bring yourself abundance, and sometimes it came, but only fleetingly. Because when abundance comes to us as the result of someone else's perceptions, judgments, thoughts, beliefs, then the abundance comes only as a temporary event because it's not who we truly be. So in your mind's eye, change now what you're seeing and look at where you stand on this path at this moment. Can you feel the warm security of sunlight spilling through leafy branches or the endless opportunity of an infinite azure sky? Does your path spill down a hill or skip across a babbling brook or even climb a majestic mountain? Whichever life path you choose for success, notice it as if you've never noticed it before. Know that there is nothing wrong here, nothing wrong, that this may be as unique as you in all its rightness. So take a look at your feet. What kind of path do you feel under them? What is it made of? Do you stand here on solid ground, or does your path wander on shifting sands? Did someone make you feel wrong for not having something solid beneath your feet? Who made that a rule? Who did you give your power to, enabling them to program your life, to tell you what is wrong and what is right? All that is and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received, clear now? Have you been made to feel wrong whenever your path looked different from the way others might expect? Who told you that your path had to look a certain way and then made you believe them so that when it didn't turn out that your path looked as expected, you felt like you were wrong, that you were broken, that you were broke? And what if all that was only someone else's opinion, their point of view, their judgment? Then it couldn't have been the only truth. And what if a single truth doesn't exist, never existed, and that many truths exist, being the result of different points of view? And what if the right way was only a matter of perception? And since judgment is only a perspective, then could you ever, in all perspectives, be wrong, or broken, or broke? All that is and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received, clear now? Now on your life path, look toward the future. Is the path you imagine the most glorious path you could ever receive? If it isn't, why is that? Did anyone ever tell you that you were not deserving? And did you believe them? So what if your life is the result of other people's points of view, of their judgments, thoughts that you unknowingly took on and thought were your own? So not only are you living someone else's life, but you're living it in a limiting way, in a way that there's no room for abundance, because somewhere along the line, you thought you were wrong, or broken, or broke. You can't be both broke and abundant. All that brings up, and all feelings, judgments, opinions created by someone else's point of view, that you were not worthy on any level, all that is, and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received, clear now? Are you not worthy of receiving just the absolute best? If you have even one tiny little doubt, then whose point of view did that doubt come from? Whose judgment did you take on as your own? And what if you knew that by creating a judgment, you were eliminating almost all of your capacity to receive? Would you be willing to stop judging yourself and accept that you have been judged, but that a judgment doesn't mean you were ever wrong? And will you then accept yourself in all your rightness? Will you be open now to receive in endless abundance? All that is and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received there now? And what if you choose to go beyond imagination, to allow your other-than-conscious mind to create and construct a new life now? How glorious can that life be? So let's look at your path. Is it paved with random pebbles or well-intentioned stepping stones? Perhaps it is laden with blocks. What if your life was free of all blocks, of all things that blocked you, things that blocked you from being the powerful, infinite creature you came here to be? How would you like that? And are you willing to create that being now and forever and ever and ever? How abundant can your life get? All the blocks that you thought were stepping stones, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, knowing that you need no tools but only to ask and receive? Asked in faith and received clear now. Look at your path once more. Is it straight and narrow, or does it ramble and take many turns? Some paths even come full circle. So what if you were willing to see your path in its entirety from beginning to now without any judgment, knowing that life's path were meant to be as unique as we each be? Then how great would it be to see your path not as it has been or as you'd expect it to be, but as totally awesome, totally unique, totally magical you? What if you were able to see your life path as being everything that you have decided it was never possible to be? What would your fantastic, laugh-filled, fabulous life be now? All that is and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received clear now? And if money was not an issue, what would you choose? And if you heard that money was the root of all evil, did you believe any of that? Not even a tiny, teeny, weeny bit, just in case? All that is and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received clear now? If you could create any path just for you, just for fun, what would it look like? Are you willing to allow yourself to receive money just for the fun of it? Is it right to receive love, kindness, esteem, just for the fun of it? Of course it is. And what if going down your life's path was not only fun but easy? Could it be too easy? And who made that a rule? So whatever it is that made you believe that life needs to be hard and that too much fun is a bad thing, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, knowing that you need no tools but only to ask and receive? Asked in faith and received clear now. Where have you made having too much fun or too much money a wrongness, where you were wrong or broke? just to fit in and be like everyone else. Anywhere and everywhere that shows up, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, knowing that you need no tools but only to ask and receive, asked in faith and received, clear now. Is your path straight and narrow, or does it ramble and take many turns? Some paths even come full circle. So what if you were willing to see your path in its entirety, from beginning to now, without any judgment, knowing that life's paths were meant to be as unique as we each be? Then how great would it be to see your path not as it has been, nor as you might expect it to be, but as totally awesome, totally unique, and totally magical you? What if you were able to see your life path as being everything you had decided it was never possible to be? What would your fantastic, laugh-filled, fabulous life be now? All that is, and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received, clear now? And if money was not an issue, what would you choose? And when you heard that money was the root of all evil, did you ever believe any of that? Not even a teeny weeny eeny bit, just in case? All that is, and all that is a result of that, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, asked in faith and received, clear now? If you could create any path just for you, just for fun, what would it look like? Are you willing to allow yourself to receive money just for the fun of it? Is it right to receive love, kindness, esteem, just for the fun of it? The answer is yes, it is now. And what if going down life's path was not only fun, but easy? Could it be too easy? And who made that a rule? Whatever it is that made you believe that life needs to be hard and that too much fun is a bad thing, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, knowing that you need no tools but only to ask and receive? Asked in faith and received, clear now. So where have you made having too much fun or too much money a wrongness, where you were wrong or broke just to fit in and be like everyone else? Anywhere and everywhere that shows up, are you willing to dissolve and disavow forever and ever and ever and ever, past, present, and future, knowing that you need no tools but only to ask and receive? Asked in faith and received, clear now. And now that you've dissolved and disavowed all those judgments that were stopping your power from being all you be now, how magical is your path? Take a look in your mind's eye. Take your first step on your new, mystical, marvelous marshmallow path of sweetness, of love and abundance, where you are never wrong because judgments are merely someone else's point of view, where your other-than-conscious mind easily manifests your desires, where your asking becomes things, and you know the truth is to ask and receive. And from your new path, your other-than-conscious mind directs you to think not from your head, but from your heart. Knowing thoughts are things, magical, magnetic things, that draw like kind to them, that solidify your potential. Take a deep breath, and as you stand facing the rest of your life's path, feel the security of God's love, the lightness, the fun. Live life in its most empowering. Stay in the question. Allow the universe to provide the answer. Keep your heart and eyes opened. Be opened to receive. You have asked in faith and shall receive. Namaste. This meditation was created with Trinaural Technology by Merlin Mind. With gratitude to Dr. Richard Bartlett of Matrix Energetics, Gary Douglas of Access Consciousness, the esteemed physicist Nassim Hariman, and Dr. Richard Bandler, co-founder of Neurolinguistic Programming.